Hello?
Erica. There we go.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm here. I have Lisa.
Oh, good. Yay.
Awesome.
Hey,
Lisa. Hey, we want to welcome you to the airwaves WIFC. It's Dave Calloway, Stacey Cole, and you're Lisa Kudrow.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. We're all identified. Hi.
Hi. How
about that? It's great to talk to you. We were chatting this morning about how geeked out we are to getting a chance to do this. You've actually been making the rounds. How many shows have you been on, like, within the last 2 weeks?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably quite a few.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think where all we've seen you. Okay, Matthew Perry sat in for Piers Morgan.
That was very fun.
Yes. And when you were on there, did he get to select that you were going to be on there, or were you booked already, or?
I don't know exactly how it all worked out. I know I got a call from him or a text saying, listen, I know there's scheduling problems, but I really hope we can see you Monday night. And I was like, huh?
What?
So, and then, yes, before I even know what you're talking about.
Well, that was what was
but
great.
I was excited to see Matthew.
Well, what was great about that is it was kind of like an eavesdropper kind of interview where I think a lot of fans of both you and Matthew, it was great to see you both in the same room chatting about the good old days and, you know, mm-hmm. new projects and everything like that.
Yeah. It's fun for us too, by the way, whenever we get together and then, hey, remember that? Because we all remember different things. But those were like the most fun 10 years ever. That and Matthew Perry specifically made me laugh so hard every day. So I'm always excited when I can see him and laugh.
Well, and you know what's really fun is Turner Broadcasting System, TBS, loves replaying all of the episodes of Friends. So we get to relive it. You know, I've seen probably every single Friends episode at least 5 or 6 times just because it's on, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. I know. It holds up, I guess, because it's about friends and relationships and not, you know, topical things, right?
Yeah. There's only one thing that's not holding up in it, though. It's the phone. If you've ever seen any of the old clips or old episodes, the phone that you guys used is so outdated now. But other than that, everything holds up. The clothes, everything.
Yeah, and phone machines.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, message machines.
Yes,
you know?
That's right. Good point.
Yeah, who does that anymore? I mean, really, yeah.
Nobody.
You know, and the one thing they used for a teaser a lot in having you on there with Matthew was when you two were talking about would you keep going if you had the chance? And I thought that that was an amazing thing that you both agreed that you'd keep going if you had the chance with the show Friends.
Yeah, because it's so fun, you know. I mean, I think we all definitely knew at the time that this was really unique, and we were all incredibly lucky. We were all really, truly appreciative while we were there. We really, really were. That's why we got along so well, and, you know, so there are no regrets about how we didn't take it for granted. I don't think.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
Well,
we really didn't. So, I mean, that's one thing I'm kind of proud on behalf of the 6 of us over, you know? And, but sure, if, you know, then, I don't know. You know. It was so much fun, then, you know, I wish we were, you know, spent more time together having fun and doing shows and making audiences happy.
Absolutely. So why don't we talk about web therapy?
Okay.
Yeah.
If that's okay with you. I mean, we don't have to.
Yeah, you know.
No, I'm thrilled to. I'm proud of that. I'm very proud of that.
Oh, you should be. Is it weird stepping into a new role? You're now a therapist. I mean, it's an exact opposite of Phoebe Buffay, isn't it?
It is, except it's idiotic. Because
yes.
It's such a bad idea to do therapy online for 3-minute sessions. And she's such a horrible, manipulative, judgmental, dismissive person. It's very fun to play, though, especially because we're improvising. So it's like, you know, just whatever you happen to think of.
That's what, looks weird, though, Lisa, is when you're watching that, sometimes you see Tough Love and you kind of go, why would anybody put up with that? But maybe that's what some people need.
No, she's bad. She's not a real therapist.
No, it's I bad. Know. But, you know, it's coming across as Tough Love in some situations. For the
right,
yeah.
I mean, hopefully, yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes it bumps into, like, well, that makes a little bit of sense, though, you know.
Right.
What's scary, though, is do people ever maybe identify with Fiona and say, you know, I've run into therapists like this? I mean, have you ever heard that?
Yes, I have. And the scarier thing is I've heard from therapists who've said, you don't know how many times I've wanted to tell a client or a patient the same thing.
So isn't that where they're living vicariously through you?
Yeah. But we have a lot of Fiona's personal life on there, too. She does everything by Skype. So
amazing.
She's not big with intimacy, you know?
Oh.
Well, but that's the way the world's going, isn't it?
It is. We have, coming up, we'll have Darren Criss and Mae Whitman on. And they had this idea, which is so great, that they're a couple who've been together for 2 years, but have never been in the same room.
What?
Whoa.
So that's their idea. It was really great. It's really, really, really funny.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I bet there are couples out there that's the only way their relationship would work.
Yeah, well, I hope not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but
I guess it's a possibility now, anyway.
Yeah, but I remember
we have Meg Ryan, which is really thrilling.
Oh, this is going to be good. Dang.
It's really good. She plays a hoarder who's obsessed with Fiona's estranged husband.
Excellent.
Oh, man. This is a blast. You know, this sounds like you all get together, you know, and you write down ideas on napkins. That's really what these sound like. And those are sometimes the best ideas, you know, for a storyline.
Well, you know, we do this with, it's Don Ruth, Dan Bukatinski and I, and Don and Dan. You know, Don's a phenomenal writer, and Dan's a really good writer. And, you know, believe it or not, it's a little more thought out.
Well, but you know, it starts with a simple concept. Hey, what if they did this?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then, you know, makes us laugh.
Yeah.
Like, hee hee, okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's cool. And it's web there.
Ryan was, she's the one who said, hoarder, that's hilarious. She should be a happy hoarder, though.
Oh,
it was really funny.
Happy hoarder.
She's really happy and very chirpy. I'm like, no, I'm an archivist. I'm indoorsy.
Oh, this is awesome.
You know, we still have fairs out here in Wisconsin, and I'm thinking I need to get a T-shirt that says that.
I'm a happy hoarder.
Happy hoarder, and I'll wear it to the fair.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think that would work out really good. Yeah, and you're seeing web therapy. It's on Showtime. And so I just think this is so cool because, I mean, it just, you get a chance to go and just have fun. This is what it sounds like.
It's really fun.
Oh.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun.
Amazing.
Everyone has fun who does it.
Well, and it sounds like it. It sounds like, I mean, you go get some people that you want to work with and go, hey, what if we tried this? And it lands on web therapy.
Yeah.
That is cool. Lisa, hey, it was a treat talking to you today. All the best. And we can't wait to see more of you. And any other shows that we're going to see you on television? We heard that you were going to do some TV this morning, maybe.
No. I'm not.
No, okay.
I'm talking to you guys. But we have Who Do You Think You Are on, too. We produce that.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
That's right. You do. I thought you were going to be on The Talk. I must have read that wrong.
There you go.
Oh, maybe I am. Maybe it's airing today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that could be it.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
You taped a segment for that 8 months ago, and it airs today. There you go.
Well,
that's how it is.
She's a busy lady.
But we do have Who Do You Think You Are is on tonight, too.
That's it.
You're like on every channel.
And it's Zoe Deschanel, and it's a fantastic episode. They've been really good. I mean, really, really good. And Zoe's is, I love her episode.
So we'll have to record one and watch one.
I don't know. I get nervous the network, you know, doesn't want us to, like, spoil surprises. I don't think that's possible, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, has to do with pre-Civil War abolitionist movement.
Oh.
That's it. Well, here we go.
This is going to be big.
Yeah, look out.
Well, you're just on every channel.
She had no idea.
How cool.
Well, Lisa, hey, great talking to you, and great. Have a great time with all your projects. You got enough irons on the fire right now.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you on every channel. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. It is Lisa Kudrow right here on 95.5 WIFC. She was exactly like I expected her to be.
Was she?
She was.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you ever seen an interview with her, she just kind of, she's thinking about, you know, questions as you're asking her, and her mind's going to, you know.
So she doesn't have these canned responses. She actually
never
thinks, okay, good.
Oh, all the time.
I felt a little starstruck, so I just kind of sat
back. I could
back.
See that.
Yeah.
But it was Lisa Kudrow all
no,
of a sudden.
No, it was Phoebe Buffay. See, I can't even talk. It's, Phoebe Buffay. It,
yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
Yeah, you still get a little of that
a little bit, yeah.
From Lisa Kudrow. WIFC.